Wow, we got a friendly bunch. Glory to God. How many excited to be in church today? Glory to God. I'm excited. Isn't that praise band dynamic? Glory to God. Glory. Must be that hidden drummer back there. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, thank God. I was talking to Pastor Devon. We kind of pulled up together this morning. And I said, how was your Thanksgiving? He said, football. Turkey and football. I said, man, I would like to meet the guy who invented turkey and football. Glory to God. That's why we got 20 TVs in the house now. Glory. How many are excited about God? Glory to God. Come on now. It's what time? It's 11:43. You should be up. You should be thankful, excited of what God is doing in your life. Amen. That is something, whoa, that is something to be excited about. Glory to God. Last night I was telling first service, I kind of talked about you a bit. It's all right, Amber is here. I can ride home with her. Glory to God. But yesterday I just felt this urge and this urgency just to get away. I mean, it was early Saturday. Angie had just got home from work. We did a few things that we had to do. And about 9 o'clock, I just felt that I just wanted to get away. I didn't go nowhere. I'm here. Amen. But I just went into my room quietly and just reflect about the goodness of God. Amen. Amen. Amber walked in a little while ago. I'm laying in the bed. And she's like, turn on the light. I'm like, whoa. She's like, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just in his presence. Just reflecting about the goodness of God. I'm excited of what God is doing, amen. And I encourage, trust me, I don't tend to believe that I'm a prophet or anything like that, but I know the Holy Ghost, amen. And there's a couple of you had just, even last night when I was getting in his presence, all I can tell you, don't quit. Oh, if you can just see what's on the other side of that trouble, because trouble's going to come. Amen. But when you know who you are in Christ, and no matter what comes against you, you got the great one living in you. And Muhammad Ali, he didn't come up with that. I am the great. No, we serve the greatest. Amen. But when you know who you are, and like Pastor Harry Wilson, who was here last week for Pastor Harry Wilson? Oh, he just talked about the peace of God. That no matter what comes your way, because it's going to come. The word of God says that the storm came to both houses. But thank God, I'm just so thankful that I can say that I am part of a church that helps us build a foundation that no matter what comes our way, we know that we're standing on a solid ground. Amen. So those of you out here, I know there's a couple of you here, don't quit. Don't give up. You know, tell the enemy to shut up. Tell him to shut. Remind him that he is defeated. Glory to God. That's for a couple of you here today. Just don't. You've come too far. You've come too far to wave that flag. Glory to God. There's greatness coming. There's great. I believe that there's greatness coming. But you just got to continue. You fall. Thank God, his love and mercy that we can just get up. Thank God that he gives us that get up power. That the word of God tells us that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that when Jesus says, Lazarus, come out, lives in us. Amen. And I encourage you today, you know, I know I'm loud, but this is because I'm happy. Glory to God. Turn me down. They can hear me anyway. Glory to God. But let's have an attitude of a gratitude. Amen. I've been there. These days, trust me, I want to quit. Amen. And my kids are here, and I'll say even they're here. I got teenagers. And like Angie says, how are the kids doing? We don't have no kids. They're adults. How are the adults doing? They're doing well. She has a tendency of texting me while she's at work or calling me, hey, how are the kids doing? What kids? We have adults. We have one baby, and she's four-legged. That's my baby. Amen. But don't quit. Don't quit. No. Amen. Amen. How many received that this morning? Glory to God. That's all free right there. Glory to God. How many was here when Pastor Peggy shared guardrails? Oh, dynamic series. Thank God. Thank God. So today I'm going to kind of go along with that same, you know, she taught about guardrails, the powerful thing about guardrails. She reminded many of us. I mean, like I shared in first service, now I kind of drive through guardrails and I look at them like, oh, there you are. And I was like, really? But that's good. That's good because we need to know that on the other side there is danger. But thank God that as long as we stay on our path, we stay on track, we don't come go near those guardrails, we'll be all right. Amen? How many brought their Bibles this morning? Their iPads, their tablets, Android. Let's just say your electronic device. That's amen. Glory to God. And the title of my message this morning, for those that are taking notes, is Staying on Track. And maybe some of you right now are like, what is he talking about? Staying on track. I'm doing all right. But God, Jesus didn't hung on that cross just so that we can be all right. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You know, if you haven't been here long enough or if you don't know me, you're new and you come to me and you say, hey, what should I read? If most of you know me, you're going to hear that comes out of my mouth, get into the book of John. And if you want to know who Jesus is, it's simple right there. Amen? So he didn't die that horrific death just so that we can be, all right. That's right, right, teenagers? Did I say that all right? All right? No? That's okay. I'll get to y'all soon. Glory to God. But I mean, I believe that many in the body of Christ struggle with staying on track, and there's a couple of reasons why. And today we're going to talk about those. And I believe one of the reasons, I wrote three down, there'd be many more, I just felt led. It says, one of the reasons why we get off track, I've been there, I've not always been this good boy. Amen? Right, baby? But number one of the reasons why I know for a fact that I fell off track, I'm speaking to myself, is because I fully did not submit to the things of God. We say we know God. Everybody knows Jesus around Christmas. So I'm going to be real this morning. Amen? God has called me to preach the gospel, and that's what the gospel tells me. It tells me that the truth shall set us free. Amen. I'm going to set myself free. Amen. Number two. So number one is why we struggle sometimes with staying on track is because we haven't fully submitted to the things of God. Amen. And I'm going to go even further. Just coming to church, that's a good thing. That's a start. But getting fully committed, submitted, people don't like to submit. Come on now. I'm being real right now. People don't like to submit. Don't tell me what to do. I tell everybody, man, how you been married 27 years? I say two words, and your marriage will last forever. Yes, dear. I'm going to hear about that one. Amber, I guess we're going to lunch alone today. Glory to God. And number two, many times we struggle because we have not renewed our mind. And that's a big thing, because it all starts with our mind. Joyce Meyer has a great book, The Battlefield of the Mind. If the enemy has your mind, he got you. So when you fully commit yourself to God, one of the one things we need to do, the Bible tells us, we need to renew our mind. And most of you are probably saying, what do you mean by that? We got to start thinking like the Word tells us to act. We have to behave. We have to walk. We have to talk. Because the simple fact is, the world does not understand the gospel. Many times, they use the word religion. And once they say religion, it's like, oh, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do that. And I tell them easily, no, it's a relationship. There's many religions out there. But it's not about that. It's about your relationship with Jesus. Glory to God. That's another message. And number three, why we sometimes get off track is because we honestly do not realize who we are in Christ. Come on, we're joint heirs. Come on now. We are sitting in heavenly places. That's what the word tells us. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Thank you, Kent. Give me some milk. Thank you. When you realize who you are in Christ, oh boy, 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 I can tell you your life is going to change. Right, babe? Are you listening? Baby, listen. You sit in the front, you have to live. That's, amen. But that's what happens many times. And we all been there. I didn't get up one morning and say, I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to play the drums. No. It took time. It took effort. It took me stepping out of my comfort zone. Whoa, look out. Remember the first time I preached? I don't want to. I don't think I even have the cassette tape anymore. Thank you, Lord. That's why I came back. Nah, glory to God. So there is things that are going to come because the enemy does not want us to fulfill the plan of God for our lives. How many have figured that out? Amen. Storms are going to come. Uh-oh, I'm going to step on a good one here. And sometimes those storms, oh man, they are good looking. I'm talking to the single one. I'm happily married. 27 years. Glory to God. Amen. But storms are going to come. And it's the stuff that we like. It could be friendship, relationship, whatever it shall be. I believe that a storm is something that's going to take us away from the plan of God for our lives. Because that's what the enemy does. And I'm not glorifying him, but it's a simple fact that he does not want a believer on fire for Christ. Because when you are on fire for Christ, you're going to do things for the kingdom. You start looking at things differently. You start talking differently. You start walking differently. And when you walk into a room, people are going to say, he has been with Jesus. Oh, oh, wow. That's a good thing right there. I mean, I don't want people to realize, here comes that Jesus freak. Yeah, I'm in Jesus. I am a Jesus freak. But let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. And that's how you get him. You snatch him with a story. And I used to be able to say, and come see me play drums. It ain't happening. Come hear me play drums. But that's how you get him. You tell them what Jesus has done for you, because they are hurting out there. They're looking for someone to give them good news. Come on now. There's a hurting well. People are hurting out there. People are crying. People are going to bed lost. People are dying not knowing about Christ. And like Pastor Peggy tells us every week, we are the salt of the earth. If it's a simple smile, God bless you. People know there's something different about you. I'm a lonely Publix walker, shopper most of the time. That's when Angie goes with me. Because I say hi to everybody. You know, I wish I had like 30 I Love My Church t-shirts. I can wear one every day. We should do something like different colors. You'd be surprised how many people, I love that t-shirt. I say, yeah, read the back. Believers Victory Church. Come on. People need to hear about the gospel. Amen. But if we're not on track, if we're just laying on the sideline, laying on that guardrail, I don't know about you, but that guardrail is metal. And after a while, it hurts. And I'm speaking to some of you today. Get off that guardrail. Get back on track. There's people at work. There's people in your family that need to know about Jesus. Wow, this is totally different than first service. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. But I'm here to help you this morning. I'm helping myself. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11. Are we there? I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, so it's probably going to be different from up there. So just listen to the words. We're talking about staying on track. And then if you want to add following his plans, Jeremiah 29:11, out of the New Living Translation. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good. Right there. That's good right there. Come on now. That's good, right? We can stop right there. Ushers, we're going to take the offering. Get ready. Amen. Not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. Our hope comes from heaven. Amen. And I like to combine verse 12 and 13 because it says, in those days when you pray, I will listen. So we have to do our part. Amen. Yes, there's love, there's mercy, there's grace. But we serve a Father that wants us to come to him. He wants us to be dependent of him. Amen. Verse number 13. If you look for me earnestly, you will find me when you seek me. Glory to God. And we'll go a little further. The Good News Translation reads like this. I alone. So there's nobody else but God knows the plans that I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity. Glory. Right there, some people checked out. Oh, here you go. He's going to talk about money. I like money. But he's talking about prosperity in all the areas of your life. I like to be happy. I like joy. I like peace. I got a beautiful family. Glory to God. God wants us to prosper in every area. Amen? And not disaster. Plans to bring about the future. I like what this says. You hope for. I don't know about you, but my future looks good. Amen? It don't matter what it looks like right now. Our job is just continue. We're going to keep walking. Boom, bah. Amen. Verse number 12. Then you will call to me. Here we go again. We have to do our part. You will call to me. You will come and pray to me. And I will answer you. That's a promise of God right there. It's our job to cry and say, Jesus, and pray and pray and seek him, knowing that he will answer. Amen. So Jesus, I said hi. Verse number 13, and you will seek me and you will find me. Here we go. Because you will seek me with all of your heart. So in other words, we have a role to play. Amen. Oh, that's a great promise of God. Knowing that when we get on knees, like Ben said, when we get in his presence, oh, there's something just getting into his presence. Glory to God. And as I was preparing and reflecting the last couple of days, this rose up in my spirit. And it says, many know the plans. Many talk about the plans that I have for them, but few are actually executing the plan. Come on. We know it. But yet, we're not executing the plan. And I went a little further. I looked up the definition of execute. And it says, to do something, here we go, that you have planned to do or have been told to do. How many of us here, God has told us to do something? I'll raise my hand. Thank you for the five of y'all. Praise God. Amen. But come on now, we've all been there. And sometimes it's a stretch. It's a stretch for us. Oh, I don't want to do that. Come on now. I'll raise my hand. I don't want to talk to that guy. That's a big guy. He's going to think I'm crazy. But no, there's a reason why that unction comes up. Amen? Or I like this one too. To do or perform an action. But come on, looking around this room, there's potential in this room. God has called many of us to do greatness for his kingdom. Amen. The word of God says that our rewards are in heaven. I'm storing this. I'm going to be here temporarily. Amen. I'm looking forward. I don't want to go, yeah, but no, not yet. We're going together. That's how, honestly, that's why we decree among one another. Sorry, kids. If we're going to go, we're going together. Glory to God. And I'll even break it down even further. Someone that draws up blueprints. Pastor Scott, help me out.
Architect.
My New York comes out. All right? So someone draws up some blueprints for you. There's a project going on. I'm going to pick on Trevor. Amen. I'm the guy who draws it up. I give him to Trevor. He's the general contractor. And if Trevor does not do anything with those blueprints, will that project ever get done? That's what happens many times with our life. We know the plans. The plans have been confirmed. Come on now. And yet we're just holding on to them right here. I'm going to go follow. I'm going to go to church this Sunday and let me see if Pastor Peggy tells me something different. No. What has God called you to do? My plans are not Pastor Scott's plans. They're not Ben's. We work great as a team. God has called us as a team to do great things, but individually, he's called us to do different things. Amen? So now that we got onto all of that about staying on track, I'm going to give you, for the sake of time, four quick ones, principles that are going to help us stay on track. Who wants to stay on track this morning? Amen? I need help. Right, babe? Why you say yeah? We're still working it out. We're still working it out. Oh, Lord. We need to talk. Amen. Four keys, four principles. Number one, and I'm not going over anything that we don't know, but the Word of God says that we need iron sharpens iron. Amen. Sometimes we need to hear the truth as much as it hurts. Oh. Amen. But the Word of God, like I said earlier, tells us know the truth and the truth will set you free. I don't know about you, but I love being free. I love being free. I reflect the way I was going 20 years ago. I tell everybody I had a first-class ticket to hell. I was good at it, right? Pretty good? Why do you keep agreeing with me? Amen? Glory to God. But I thank God. Thank God for his mercy, for his love. I know a couple of you. A couple of us hung out. I'm not looking. Hey, thank God. Thank God. Wow. Glory. My wife says, thank God. Amen. Thank God. Glory to God. Number one, we must make prayer and taking in God's word a daily priority. That's simple. Spend time with him. And like I shared in first service, I woke up this morning and did my devotional, and the text scripture was Jeremiah 29:11. And here I am preaching on 29:11. So God wants someone, me, to know the plans and to walk them out. Yeah. Amen? Mark chapter 1 and verse number 35. I'll read it for the sake of time. It says, the next morning, Jesus awoke long before daybreak and went out alone into the wilderness to pray. If you live out in Laxahatchee, I do not recommend to go pray in the jungle. Be smart. Amen? But if Jesus is right here, we can see he took the time. I'm talking about Jesus. He took the time to get away and pray. How much more we need to. Amen. And I'm not going to stand here and say, Candy, I need you to pray 2 hours a day. And when you're done with it, check in with me. No. Each and every one of us are on a different level. You work it out. Because if you say, I'm going to pray an hour, you pray 20 minutes, then tomorrow you're going to be like, I can't do this. That's between you and God. Amen. God knows that we're going to face things daily. So it is to our benefit to be prayed up and be filled with the word. If anything, so like that, no one tries to come and deceive you. Because there's many out there, and, you know, not judging nobody, but they claim to be ministers of the gospel, and the stuff that comes out of their mouth, you're like, that's not in my Bible. Show me, what book is that? Come on now, that's why we need to know the word. And thank God we come to a church that we do not compromise the gospel. It is what it is. Amen? Glory to God. I think they're ready for lunch. What do you think? Glory to God. Number two, We got to make sure that we trust God with all our heart. Not just saying it. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to start in verse number 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. That's pretty simple right there. Many times our own understanding will get us in trouble. I've been there. Seek his will. Here we go. Here's another reminder. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. That's why we need to spend time in his presence. That's why we need to know the word. So that our Heavenly Father can tell us, this is what I have for you. And we can just get up and walk in it. Yes, there'll be bumps in the road. Yes, there'll be storms. Our job is just say, Lord, I'm coming. Here I am. Let's go. Let's go with it. It's a lot easier to quit. Amen? It's a lot easier to quit. Number 3. We must obey God in all that we do. That kind of, you can link that one with number 2. We must obey God. We must obey God. And it's something that it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't. But the more you spend time with him, how you get to know somebody, how you get to know what someone likes, doesn't likes, we spend time together. Amen? And it's the same thing with our Heavenly Father. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. We're almost wrapping it up. Everybody still here with me? Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 1, we're going to be reading out of verse number 19. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, if you only obey me, if you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. Glory to God. It's one of my favorite verses, by the way. Amen. And I like what the Amplified Bible says. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God wants the best for us. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. You know, even when stuff is staring you right in your face, God wants the best for each and every one of us. And I like Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13. I'm just going to throw that in there. And I like to personalize it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We got get up power. It's up to us to get that power going. Amen. I know I shared a couple of weeks ago. It does. What sense does it make to buy a car, spend all that money on a car that has turbo, and you never use turbo? Amen. If you're a farmer or whatever, and you go out and spend all this money on a four-wheel drive, and yet you don't take advantage of it, the same thing with the authority that God has given each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have the authority, have domain over anything that comes our way. And number 4, make it a habit to depend on the Holy Ghost. There's something about the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's something about that Holy Ghost. I have shared and I will continue to share. One day I was where I worked at, I parked in the same corner every single morning. I parked in the corner, turned on my laptop, see what areas I had to work that day. And one day I just parked there. I just put my work truck in park, and right in my spirit, something said, move. Put the car parked, and I parked facing west where I can still see that intersection. No more than 30 seconds later, some guys running from the police ran through that stoplight, right through that intersection, right through the front of that house where I was normally parked every day. No one can tell me that the Holy Spirit does not guide us, does not protect us. Amen. So I encourage you, get to know the Holy Spirit. I try to make it a habit every morning, and I don't. If I say I did, I'd be lying to you. But I try to make it a habit. I say, Holy Ghost, where are we going today? Who do I need to speak to today? And many times it's just a simple invite. Many times it's just a simple invite. People many times just want to hear, like I said earlier, good news. Because all you do is turn on the news and there is no good news. Glory to God. And I'll finish with one more. Number five, always, always, always remember that God loves us unconditionally. And I'm going to end with this verse. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. We're going to read verse 38 and 39. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell, that's some powerful words right there, can separate us from God's love. Verse number 9, no power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of Christ, from of God, that is revealed in our Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you this morning, it doesn't matter where we've been, thank God. I can tell you some crazy stories and you'll never look at me the same again. But it's not our ability. God has equipped each and every one of us to walk out that plan that he has for us. Like Pastor Peggy shared, the guardrails are up. And I just shared, gave you tips on how to stay on track. There's no reason for us not to walk in the blessings of God. Amen. You guys received something this morning? Let's pray. Thank him, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody just bow your heads, close your eyes. I believe that this is always the most important part of the service. Because I remember being in a service once and not knowing Jesus. Not knowing the plan of God for my life. Been in church? Yeah. Grew up in church? Yes. But I was so lost. I was so empty. So when nobody looking around out of respect for those around you, this is between you and Jesus. I'm not going to make you come up. I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. But right now we're going to just take 30 seconds or up to a minute. And whatever you need to let go, if it's coming back home to Christ, I want you just where you're sitting at, just make that commitment to him. Remember, he loves you. He's not always excited or happy of the lifestyles we live or pleased with us, but we just read that nothing would ever separate us. He loves us as individuals. So right now, as Ben just plays the keyboard softly, I'm just going to join you. We're just going to, for 30 seconds, just make that fresh commitment, just you and him. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word that came forward this morning, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will grab a hold of it. And if there's any adjustments that we need to make, I ask you, Holy Ghost, that you show us and help us get back on track, knowing that you are our hope, you are our strength, and that we can do all things through you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.